Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we are joined by the Justice Minister and Solicitor General of the Province of Alberta, Minister Casey Madhu. First off, Minister, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today.
My pleasure, Kenny. It's so great to be able to join you this morning.
All right, excellent. So, as you know, you are the first African-Canadian Justice Minister in Canadian history, and congratulations on that, number one. And number two, like, to you, when you hear that, what does that mean to you?
Kenny, you know, for me, it is a big deal. I am so proud of our province and our people here in Alberta and our government for taking this fourth step to ensure that we continue the legacy of knocking down barriers. You know, Kenny, one of the things that drew me to this province has always been the belief that in this province, it doesn't matter where you come from, what matters is whether or not you work hard and abide by the rules of law, and whether you love your neighbors, would love yourself. That work ethic and that ability, you know, to take risk for a good future is one that I think that would ultimately ensure our prosperity and success regardless of where you come from.
Awesome. All right. Amen to that. And also as well, your former portfolio is, of course, municipal affairs before the shuffle. And what are some of those accomplishments that you are most proud of in the municipal affairs portfolio when you were there?
You know, Kenny, one of my proudest moments, obviously, there are a lot to talk about when it comes to the municipal portfolio. But I think that for a long time, we have always looked at municipal government or public policy from the lens of our big cities. I think this is the first time in a long time where we had to think through all of our municipal systems. And so that is one thing that I am so proud of. But also, Kenny, the fact that we made sure that during the pandemic, with its disastrous economic impact, with the debt and deficit at the level we have never seen before, that we were able to still dole out almost $1.1 billion, $500 million on municipal stimulus package, almost $600 on strategic infrastructure, and obviously the contribution between the federal government and the provincial government to deal with safe restart programs. So those are some of the things that I am so proud of. And obviously, you know, Kenny, I have to add the local authorities election amendment act. As controversial as that particular bill was at the time, I am confident that it would allow newcomers to be able to challenge incumbents if they are willing to work hard and do the right thing. So that bill levels the ground for incumbents and newcomers.
Amen to that. And also, you said your goal when you first took over the Justice Ministry is to create a system that is fair for all. What does that mean to you, Minister?
So what that means, you know, Kenny, you know, I am someone who think about the things that have allowed me to come to this country with nothing and become successful. And I do know that there are a lot of people from my community, from all walks of life, who look to our province and country for success, to build their families, live their lives to the fullest. And it is important that we have a justice system and a legal system that protects everyone, that allows everyone to be treated equally under the law, and allows everyone to aspire, to dream, and to be able to reach their full potential. So, you know, we have to be deliberate in making sure that we think through our systems to make sure that it does not discriminate against anyone, because fundamentally, I do believe that the people of Alberta really don't care about where you come from. Well, what they care about is whether or not you are a good, decent human being. And I think it's important that we have a system and continue to have a system that promotes that.
Yeah, definitely. And also, as well as I used to talk to your predecessor, Minister Schweitzer, quite a bit, and one of the things is about the carbon tax fight at the Supreme Court of Canada. The federal carbon tax, of course, is what I'm referring to, and that's not too far down the way. Are you ready for that battle, and are you optimistic?
I am ready for that battle, Kenny. It is one that I believe that it is a federal intrusion, unnecessary federal intrusion into provincial jurisdiction. You know, we have filed all of our factums and brief an argument with the Supreme Court. And later this September, our lawyers from the Justice Department will be at the Supreme Court to argue and defend Alberta's interest. You know, I hope that the Supreme Court and our federal government looks to the judgment that was delivered by the Alberta Court of Appeal that I think was the right one, and one that reflects our constitutional understanding and the dreams of those who founded this amazing country. There's a reason why there were demarcations of jurisdictions in our constitution. And I hope that the federal government and our Supreme Court would honor that time-tested judicial principle that where there are clear demarcations, you have to interpret the law as it is and not embark on judicial activism. I am confident that if that is the case, the Alberta would be successful in that particular appeal. But, Kenny, I don't want to minimize for 1 second the uphill battle. As we have seen, from the Court of Appeal in Ontario and Saskatchewan, that there are judges out there who view this thing differently. But I am hoping that eventually our nation's best interest will prevail.
Okay. Oh, and you actually answered my next question before I had a chance to ask it, Minister Madhu, because I was going to say that Saskatchewan and Ontario did in their highest courts rule against it, but you already did answer that, and definitely wishing you luck on that. So now that you are the new Justice Minister, you've probably had some time to review the file and some of the things that Minister Schweitzer left for you. What are some of your plans for the ministry going forward? Are you going to build on some of the work that the previous Justice Minister did? Do you have some own initiatives? What's your plans?
Yes, I would build upon the work that was begun by Minister Schweitzer. You know, Minister Schweitzer worked so hard, was visionary in some of the work that he began at the Ministry of Justice. And I am so proud to be able to continue in that particular work and to further, you know, those visions. You know, Minister Schweitzer tackled head-on the issue of war crime, one that even while campaigning in Edmonton, I heard it from our residents and our veterans who live in rural communities, you know, the fact that they no longer feel safe at their homes in their communities, the fact that repeat offenders are being led back into our communities to the point where they continue to terrorize our rural communities. You know, and as a political party, in our platform, we made it clear that we would tackle head-on the issue of rural crime, because we fundamentally believe that our rural communities must feel safe in their province. And so I am very proud to be able to continue on that with that particular work that Minister Schweitzer started, and we will get that job done and make sure that we deal with the issue of rural crime and repeat offenders.
Now, Minister Madhu, no doubt about it that a lot of people up here are happy to hear that. But, you know, sometimes, mainly in the larger cities, you hear the word ever since some of the protests coming up, defund the police. Now, in talking about that, obviously it sounds like the Alberta government has been the opposite of that, considering that Minister Schweitzer wanted to add officers up here. And I think you could understand maybe some of the nervousness up here for some Peace Region residents when words like defund the police are used. I guess to kind of put that fear at ease up there, is there any plan on this government to defund the police?
Absolutely no, Kenny. And I have said publicly, and I have granted a series of interviews to TV stations and newspaper houses that I am opposed to the idea to defund the police. And we need more boots on the ground. We need more resources to deal with all kinds of difficulties that we face in this province, and a solid example is the issue of rural crime. We heard loud and clear from our rural citizens that they needed more boots on the ground. If we then take away resources from the existing police budget, how are we going to be able to tackle those problems? Now, it is very important, Ken, that I also say at the same time that I hear the concerns of those who have had terrible experience with our law enforcement. You know, I have said that before I became a lawyer, I heard about the complaint resolution process within the police services. I've heard about the issue of cardon. I've heard about the issue of our justice system, whether or not some people from our minority communities, black and indigenous, do get justice when they are before the court. Those are legitimate concerns that we must tackle as a society that helps us, that help make us a better society and a better people. You know, I have also had concerns about, you know, I mean, you know, Kenny, when we have officers who go into some of those cultural communities, that the presence of law enforcement, you know, is more heavily felt. And whilst I understand that the level of policing required in various communities will be different, I want to make sure that we continue to recruit police officers who are called upon to serve. And I have no doubt in my mind that the vast majority of our law enforcement officers quite very well understand that, and that these are some of our best who are prepared to take on risk on all of our behalf.
All right, and I guess also on that end too is that you, I've seen you on Twitter, you've been vocal on social media about the defacing of statues and monuments and how that's completely unacceptable. And I guess the biggest thing you could remind us is that, can you remind our audience that it's a crime to actually do this? It's against the law, isn't it?
It is against the law to do this. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, given the environment that we find ourselves, you know, the prosecutors and law enforcement have not been up to pursuing charges against some of these individuals. But I think it's important that we strengthen our laws to make sure that those type of actions will not be tolerated. And I have been clear, Kenny, as Minister of Justice, I would not tolerate the defacing of monuments put in place in honor of men and women who gave up their lives in order to keep us safe. You know, that said, also, Kenya, it's important that I also state clearly that, you know, I have heard concerns that more effort need to be doubled in addressing, in preventing crimes or behavior or attitude that leads to crime. And I support that. But what I do not want us to do at a time like this is to give any shred of legitimacy to those who are calling to defund our police that don't meant well, don't understand the realities on ground. This is not academic. You know, some of those, I have said clearly that some of those communities, some of the minority communities, oftentimes are the worst victims of criminal activities. And so we need to make sure that we are looking at this from a holistic point of view in a way that addresses the real problems that our people deal with on the ground on a daily basis, and not give legitimacy to those who want to victimize our law enforcement for the sake of it, or to redirect resources away from the core work that is required, or want to go out there to vandalize monuments in honor of those who have given their life, their precious life, in to protect us.
Yeah, amen to those who serve. Also, as well, you do represent an urban riding, Edmonton Southwest, and what are some of the issues you hear from your constituents in the city? And I ask this just to maybe give our people up here in the rural area a little bit of an appreciation on what a city, an urban MLA, has to deal with versus, say, Dan Williams or Todd Lowen up here.
You know, Kenny, that's a very good question. Up here in Edmonton Southwest, where I have the honor to represent them as the MLA, the economy is big on their mind. Healthcare system, education, you know, making sure that we get people back to work. I have a lot of business owners in my riding of Edmonton Southwest. So the economy is big on their mind. The pipelines, the need for us to get our resources to international markets, being able to protect life and livelihood, and all of those things are some of the things that they deeply care about. And also, at last, we have begun to reopen schools. You know, I live in a riding where we have young, very young families with children. There's anxiety out there as to whether or not our children are going to be safe in school. And I have been trying to assure that this government, you know, believes so much in our families. We are a political party and a government that is family-oriented. And we will do everything we can to protect our children in schools, our teachers, and give our parents that peace of mind that their children are going to be okay in our schools.
Yeah, definitely. Safety of children, top of mind, no matter where you go. And my final question for you, Minister Madhu, when you do have some free time, I mean, I can't imagine you've had a lot of it since the switch to a new ministry, but when you do have some time to relax and kick up your feet, how do you enjoy spending it?
You know, Kenny, I love to spend time with my family. I hardly see them. So every opportunity that I have, you know, I have got three children, Kenny, two girls. It's 14, 12, and my son who is 6.
Aww.
And so they are at that particular stage where they needed their dad. So every single opportunity I have, I try to spend it with the family. We go to the mountains, around our province. I love to read, Kenny. I love soccer. I haven't had the time to play soccer in a long time. I look forward to the opportunity to do so. My three children, they all love the game of soccer as well. So in a nutshell, Kenny, I love to spend whatever time I have since being elected with my family.
So are you a pretty good soccer player? Like, let's just say you were 10 years younger. Do you think you could make the Premier League?
Kenny, let me tell you a story.
Sure.
If I hadn't gone to law school, I would have been a professional soccer player. I was on the verge of going professional, and then I had to make a decision as to whether to go to law school or to play professional soccer.
Wow. Okay. Wow. That's pretty good. But you see, I mean, obviously, your calling seems to be here in the justice ministry. But Minister, I got to be honest with you. That's a lot of money. Like some of these guys make in the millions of pounds.
I know, Kenny. You know, I do have friends who wondered whether or not I was crazy in going to law school rather than playing professional soccer.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, Minister, we really thank you for checking in with us and definitely look forward to chatting with you again at some point. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kenny. Please give my love and regards to everyone in this country, and I look forward to talking to you again.
This is Minister Casey Madhu, the new Justice Minister and Solicitor General for the province of Alberta, and this is The Hot Seat.